Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No. These are the other stories.
It's survey time. We at The Other Stories consider this show a sacred duty to all those weirdos and mutants, otherwise known as cool peeps, out there walking the dog whilst they listen to a story about a monster from the bog, or washing the pots whilst listening to a story about a child swallowing a demon egg. So, as such, we want to improve the show, and we can only do that with your guidance. So we're giving you the opportunity to win one of 3 prizes, and you can do so by heading over to hawkandcleaver.com/survey, and there you can answer a few questions, tick a few boxes, and potentially win an ebook of your choice, a signed print book of your choice, or a Hawk and Cleaver The Other Stories t-shirt. Once again, that's hawkandcleaver.com/survey. Today's episode is Awaken the Monster Within, written by Michael David Wilson and narrated by Persephone Rose.
When Billy performed, he was larger than life. He stuffed his boots, taking him from 5'9 to 6'2. The pompadour stretched him to 6'4. Billy leapt across the stage, clapping, jumping, and fist pumping, the crowd captivated. "Before we go, tell me, what did you come here for?" Billy pointed to a man in the second row. "Why are you here?" The man looked around, then back to Billy. "To be better," the man said. "And isn't that what so many of us want? To be a better husband, wife, father, mother, friend, lover. We all strive to be better. But why?" Silence. "We want to be happy," Billy said. "To be connected, loved, to fill that emptiness with something. It starts here." Billy put his hand to his heart. "It starts with love and authenticity. It starts with you living for you. You living as you. Will you live as you?"
"Yes!"
"If you'll live for you and as you, if you'll lead with love and integrity and unlock your authentic self, then give me an amen. Amen! Oh, amen! Testify! You've been great. I love you all. Good night." Billy threw his hands in the air. The crowd erupted into rapturous applause, and the lights dimmed. Upon entering the dressing room, Billy punched a full-length mirror. Somebody get me a fucking beer! A 20-something rushed over and handed Billy a bottle, which he snatched so quickly the kid nearly fell over. Billy sat at the dressing table, drinking. He kicked his boots off, carefully removed the hairpiece, and ripped off the fake goatee. He ran a hand through his receded hair. The hairpiece is itchy, Billy said. Somebody sort that. He knocked back more beer. Is anyone fucking listening to me? Billy's manager, Antoine, rushed over. You've got to calm down. I don't have to do shit. Antoine adjusted his spectacles. You're scaring people. It's always about other people, never about me and what I want. Billy, this whole tour revolves around you. In some sense, but none of it's real. He lobbed the hairpiece across the room. Piece of shit looks like a run-over kitten. We're getting out of here. Antoine helped Billy out of his stage jacket and into a coat. Inside the bar, they sipped beers in the corner. What the hell is going on? Antoine said. Billy itched his temples so hard his scalp flushed red. I can't do this anymore. You're helping people. That's what I used to think. I practiced what I preached, drank my own Kool-Aid, and it's bullshit! Then why do people pay through the nose every night? They're buying hope, the possibility of something better. And that's what you give them. Now, what would make things better for you? I don't even look real. Fake hair, fake beard, elevated height, face full of makeup. I'm practically photoshopped. Because the true me won't sell. Some balding asshole with sagging skin and extra weight doesn't equal success. I'm a hypocrite. I talk about family, love, connection, but I'm on the road so much I barely see my wife and kids. Maybe we can rearrange your schedule. These days, I don't even know my wife, and worst of all, she doesn't know me. I play the motivational speaker on stage and happy husband at home. I'm not real. Antoine leant across the table, squeezed Billy's hand. You're real with me. It isn't enough. I need to be real with everyone. Otherwise, there's no point to any of this. You can get through this. We'll figure it out together. These noises, Antoine. They build inside my head until they burst. Then I do something fucking stupid. At the bar, a couple of goths made out with such intensity, Billy expected them to start fucking on top of the bar at any moment. Now they're authentic! That's what I want to do! To put on a sex show? Not a sex show. Just something more me. It starts with aesthetics. Now, that I can do. Sally at hair. And fuck Sally, I'll do my own hair. You have experience? Billy pointed to his head. I'm all dressed up and ready to go. Antoine's smile faltered. This is your offstage look. This is how you step out into the public without fans harassing you. There should be no separation between the public and private self. It's a noble idea, but you'll think differently when the paparazzi are stalking you. You need to strike a balance between privacy and authenticity. What I need is 100% authenticity. Antoine drank. Supposing we go ahead. How would we sell it? I'm not interested in selling. Just want to be me. It could be your downfall. Perhaps. But one thing's certain. If I go on like this, I absolutely will fall down. And we'll both have nothing. The next week, Billy went on stage dressed as he always did. The one concession, he didn't stuff his boots, which made running and jumping easier. Billy's energy matched the crowd's as he spoke about turning the invisible into the visible. He ran from the edge of the stage to the center, launching himself in the air. Mid-jump, Billy's hairpiece flew into the audience. The stage lights dipped, and a stagehand ushered Billy away. Backstage, Antoine was livid.
"Who the hell's responsible for this?"
Billy sat at the dressing table, munching a Twix.
"Was it Maria? I swear to God, if..."
"It's nothing to do with Maria," Billy said. "I did it."
"You did your own hair?"
"I adjusted it." Antoine wiped sweat from his brow.
"He said it was itchy, you useless cretins! And nobody did anything about it, and now..."
"It wasn't itchy," Billy said.
"Then why did you adjust it?"
Billy grinned. "Why'd you think?"
"This isn't a goddamn guessing game. You're back out there soon. Now tell me, what's going on?"
"You wouldn't let me do this with your permission, so I improvised. Quick, someone shave my head. I want my dome looking flawless." Antoine looked at the rest of the crew, who were as stunned as him.
"Okay, fine," Antoine said.
Once Billy's head had been shaved, Antoine studied him.
"Not bad, but you're keeping the beard."
It's your trademark." Billy held his hands up. "All right, the beard stays. Does anybody have anything for a toothache? One of my canines is killing." The audience cheered when Billy returned, dragging a bar stool, which he positioned front and center. Sitting down, he slapped the top of his skull.
"Different, huh?" Billy said. "Until now, this has all been a ruse. A performance for you to lap up. But the theatrics are over."
He tugged at his beard piece.
"It's harder than it looks."
Eventually, Billy prized the beard off to communal gasp.
"I'm liberated. Though my manager's gonna be pissed. Antoine's a good guy, but too salesy. Antoine and I, we helped ourselves when we should have been helping you."
Billy stood up, walked to the edge of the stage.
"But that's over now. I'm free from the pageantry, free from the mask and makeup. This is me."
Billy opened his arms. Some of the crowd clapped. Murmurs rumbled throughout the auditorium.
"What are you hiding behind? What's your disguise? What lies do you tell yourself?"
The stagehand whispered something in Billy's ear. Billy smirked.
"He says this is too negative, that you all paid for something uplifting. Know what I read in the newspaper today? A teenager sold into sex slavery faces life imprisonment for killing her captor." "You're right to boo. It's fucking disgusting. But that's what we're dealing with.
Billy tapped his microphone.
"Someone tell the sound guy we've got a problem."
Billy grabbed a second mic.
"Testing, testing. All right, I'm back."
He reached into his mouth.
"This tooth hurts like hell."
Billy tugged at the offending canine, pulling it so hard it came off in his hand. He held it up, blood leaking from his mouth. The audience's boos intensified, many people already making their way toward the foyer. Billy lobbed the canine off the stage.
"This is as real as it gets!"
Billy leapt off the stage and left out the front with the rest of the crowd. No one bothered him until he was almost back to his hotel. A balding guy with black glasses tapped his shoulder.
"Could I get an autograph?"
"Not today," Billy quickened his pace.
"It would mean a lot."
"Sorry." The man broke into a jog to keep up with Billy.
"I was at your show. I'm at all your shows."
Billy rolled his eyes. He'd been followed by a superfan. The man pointed a smartphone at Billy.
"I liked what you did today. Wish everyone was as genuine."
The guy was now panting.
"How about an autograph?"
"Not today.
It'll only take a few seconds."
Billy stopped.
"Why is everyone so entitled these days? You think because you went to my show, you deserve more? I gave you what you paid for. Now let me live my life. It's just an autograph, Billy. First off, don't call me Billy like you know me. Secondly, it's not about the autograph. It's about what it represents.
The man scratched his head.
Give me something real, then I'll go. Real? How's this? You're part of the problem. You're a privileged cunt. Now fuck off!
The following morning, another of Billy's canines was loose. By the time he'd brushed his teeth, it sat in the sink, atop foam and blood. Gaps lay either side of Billy's front teeth. Symmetrical, at least. There was a knock at Billy's door. Antoine rushed into the room, dumping a newspaper, cups of coffee, and a brown paper bag on the table. "Breakfast call," he said, taking food from the bag. "There's bacon and cheese croissant, ham and egg brioche, or smashed avocado on gluten-free bread." "Not hungry." "You don't need to be. These are amazing. What do you fancy?" "Nothing." Antoine pushed a croissant towards Billy. "This is delish." Billy picked up the coffee. "Coffee's good enough for me."
"Well, I'm still eating, and you should too." "We've got to talk."
Antoine unfolded the newspaper. "Self-help shocker. Motivational guru calls fan fat cunt." Billy sighed. "Firstly, I never said he was fat. Secondly, what's with the quotation marks around guru?"
"But you called him a cunt?"
"I can't recall exactly, but something in that ballpark."
"Jesus. I didn't think newspapers could even print cunt, let alone in the headline. Which newspaper is this?"
"Some local rag. I checked online and no one's really talking about it. No nationals have picked it up either."
"Honestly, first that shit at the theater, now this? Are you trying to ruin your reputation?"
Billy shrugged.
"God damn it, you are. This is your way out."
Billy bit into the croissants.
"You're right. This is really good."
Billy had another show scheduled, but instead of traveling there, he headed home to surprise his wife and tell her his intentions. It hadn't gone well. Which was how Billy found himself on a highway bridge considering his options. The skyline was beginning to darken, and a thick flow of cars raced below. He texted Antoine, a photo and caption, "Might jump." Billy's right index finger throbbed in pain. He massaged the nail, holding it between his opposite thumb and index finger. For a moment, it became meditative, and he forgot his troubles. The nail dislodged in his hand. Where the nail once lay was pink and inflamed. Fear became excitement. He started on the next fingernail, peeling and prizing, then the next, until he was left with 5 stubs of red. He scooped up the fingernails, releasing them over the bridge. Before the final nail hit the concrete, Antoine appeared. Billy looked to his fingers. Antoine followed.
"I spoke to my wife," Billy said.
"Perhaps this should be your final tour. Do you think I could just be me? After tomorrow, yes. But for the last show?"
Antoine pulled Billy away from the bridge.
"Just go through the motions. One more time. After that, you're free to be anyone and do anything."
"What if I don't know who I am anymore?"
Billy wore the hairpiece and beard, the makeup, and stuffed boots. His previous outburst hadn't received much attention, and if he performed as he usually did, that's how he'd be remembered. The first half went well. With a few minutes until the second half, Billy took Antoine aside.
"I want you to watch me from the front row."
Antoine raised an eyebrow.
"No funny business."
During the finale, Billy removed his boots, pulling out the stuffing and flinging it like confetti into the audience.
"We must strip away our layers and be free. All of this is theater." He removed the hairpiece, then the beard,
He held up his left hand, peeled off each fingernail, after which he thrust his nailless fingers into his mouth and pulled out his teeth, launching them one by one into the crowd.
What disguise are you wearing? What is and isn't real?
He removed his clothes, bent down, and took a knife from inside his jacket pocket. He held it up to the audience, metal glinting in the stage light. The audience pin drop quiet. He slashed the knife down his chest. Soon, Billy was prying off his skin, revealing flesh and bone, red and sinewy.
Set yourselves free!
Antoine hurled. The theater lights went down. Then, a single spotlight fixated on what remained. Blood, bones, and filth. The crowd rose to a standing ovation. One by one, they began to remove their clothes and hats, their accessories and masks. One by one, they set themselves free.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Other Stories. Awaken the Monster Within was written by Michael David Wilson, narrated by Persephone Rose, edited by Carl Hughes, and music by Inspector J, Sferia, Chris Labrisky, and Tom Robson. And sound effects were provided by freesound.org. Michael David Wilson is a professional writer, editor, podcaster, and the founder of thisishorror.co.uk. His forthcoming novella, The Girl in the Video, will be published later this year by Perpetual Motion Machine Publishing. You can connect with Michael at www.michaeldavidwilson.co.uk or at WilsonTheWriter on Twitter. Once again, it's survey time. We at The Other Stories consider this show a sacred duty for all those weirdos and mutants, otherwise known as cool peeps, who are walking the dog whilst listening to a story about a monster from the bog, or washing the pots whilst listening to a story about a child swallowing a demon egg. This show is for you, and as such we want to improve the show, and we can only do that with your guidance. To be with a chance to win one of three amazing prizes, head over to hawkandcleaver.com/survey, fill in a few boxes, tick a few questions, and you can be in with a chance to win an ebook of your choice, a signed print book of your choice, or a Hawk and Cleaver The Other Stories t-shirt. Until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.